Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you wake up good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Friday. This one goes out to Peter Neidorf, who is a consistent person on our stream, which, by the way, isn't working today. So we're going to try and get it up in the next hour or so, but just ghost in the machine. And I met Peter outside of Busch Stadium last night. I was taking a family on a charity trip that they donated a bunch of money to the Cancer Society, and I take them down for batting practice and really good seats, and then up to the broadcast booth. And Peter flagged me down on my way in, and he said, "Hey, would you play Big Shot by Billy Joel?" I said, "You got it." And then he saw me inside Busch Stadium and tracked me down and said, "You got to do one more thing for me. There's a lyric in there that says, 'Crying in your coffee.' Ask everyone on the show if they've ever cried in their coffee." So I'm asking.
I don't drink coffee.
That's right. But you do cry a lot.
Yeah, all the time.
Like a baby.
Yeah, me. That's me.
I don't know that I have. I did have coffee this morning for the first time in like 4 days because of my stomach issues that I've been having.
Tears of joy.
Sort of, but I also have like really weird anxiety too, just having caffeine for the first time in a while. So I'm regretting that a little bit.
Andrew, coffee crier?
Sure, all the time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You just made Peter's day.
Mm-hmm.
And the lucky family, the generous family I took was none other than Dr. Tiffany Osborne from the DGS.
Very cool.
Her husband Oz, who's a prince, her kids. It was fun.
That's cool.
And when we went up to the broadcast booth in the second inning, we scored 6 runs.
You guys did it.
Yeah.
Well, you've been up there a lot. Have you had that success or is that more Dr. Tiffany?
I'm spotty.
Yeah.
I'm spotty.
So that's probably Doc Tiff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like how I shortened that already.
Yeah. DT. And it was a weird night at the ballgame. So when I go on these things, Ben Boyd, our pal from the Cardinals, always hooks me up with tickets. And I never sit with the people because I don't want to just assume that they want me sitting with them. So I'm sitting by myself. And there's a gentleman to my left and, you know, normal dude. And he has a couple of young girls with him. And, you know, we're right next to each other and it's 99 degrees. So like our legs are sweating on each other. And then one of the girls says, "Oh, there he is." And I look and it's Ethan, our Ethan from KMOX.
Yeah.
And he walks up and I'm sitting next to his dad.
Nice.
That's funny.
How crazy is that?
That's fun.
In all of Busch Stadium.
Well, I mean, maybe the tickets all came from the same place. Not trying to blow your mind. But if they all came from like Ben.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Sorry.
And then when I got up to leave, the couple next to me, Barb and Dan, were like, "Hey, big fans."
Nice.
So shout out to Barb and Dan.
Cool. Sounds like a fun night at the ballpark.
Maybe they got their tickets from Ben too.
Maybe.
Been just giving everyone tickets around me. You want to sit by Dave? Here you go.
That's all I had for the whole show.
All right. Well, it's good to know you.
And I was depending on the stream. So now we got nothing to even talk about.
I'll try it again.
Oh, no, no. That's okay. That's okay.
Dave's like, nope.
Fridays would be a good non-stream day. Although if the people like it, that's cool.
Yeah.
No big sweat off my nose. I'm used to watching myself do radio now. And I was watching because I can see me. You guys can't. And what'd I say? I look especially bald today. Like every now and then you just like catch something about your appearance. Like I've known I'm bald for quite a while. But every now and then you're like, man, you just got no hair at all.
Did you shave or something?
I did. You keep having all the answers
I'm
to my question.
You know, it's right in front of me.
Got the answers.
Well, you know, Occam's razor, right?
But it shouldn't make that big a difference. It's not like I'm growing it out or something.
Yeah.
So movement in the MLB? Nothing with the Cardinals yet, but a lot of activity?
No, there's a few things. Like yesterday, Arizona traded Josh Naylor to Seattle. And then today, the Yankees got a third baseman from the Rockies, Ryan McMahon. Both of those trades, by the way, very middling returns on the players, like guys that are in the top 25 or 30 prospects of each team, but no like highlight players, no real high profile players.
Yeah.
Now, McMahon was a salary dump for the Rockies. That's why it was so cheap. Right? The Yankees took on all the money that he's owed, and he's been basically an average hitter. He's a good defender, but he's basically a league average hitter. But the Yankees can afford to do that. Right?
Yeah.
They can afford to take on money and not give up much in return. Dodgers do that all the time, too. It's why they keep all their good prospects, or how they keep all their good prospects.
Yeah.
But it does make me curious, like, what will you actually get for the Cardinals rentals once they sell, assuming they do? You know?
Like, I'm going to bet like we're
underwhelmed. An everyday first baseman just went for two very middling pitching prospects yesterday.
Yeah, Naylor's pretty good.
Yeah, he's fine. He's not a star, but again, he's an above-average player.
Yeah.
And he's a rental, and he plays every day, though, right? So he's going to bat four times a day. Your closer's going to pitch three times a week. But what the contending teams care about, though, is what those relievers do in the postseason.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Relievers are in high demand always at this time of year. And another reliever was traded today, but nobody of any real consequence.
So Fetty will be gone.
He's off the roster now.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any possibility they keep him.
Miles is going away at the end of the year.
He's a free agent at the end of the year, and you know who knows what they'll do before that.
Right.
But for now, he's there, and they probably aren't in any big hurry. Because if they're selling, they're just going to look at it like, well, he just covers innings that we don't have to push on someone that's not ready.
If you're betting your own money, is Helsley gone by the end of the month?
I would have to. I mean, again, the problem with having a strong opinion on this right now is the Cardinals are really weird.
Yeah, they are
right?
Weird.
Like, you look at this, like, you got to put your face in an Arizona who's a 500 team and the worst team in baseball, the Rockies, and they get smoked. And you're thinking, oh, man, that's a chance to go win four or five games out of six. And you get ripped. And then you come back and you're playing the Padres, who are actually good, and you score 9 runs and you win. Like, they've done this kind of back and forth. Like, when you think they're down, here comes a hot streak. And when you think they're good to go, here comes a crappy streak. So,
you know what they remind me of?
I would bet that they're selling on those guys, though.
I had a motorcycle once, and I don't know anything about how to make things work. But the motorcycle would work about half the time.
Right.
And it would either start or it wouldn't. And that's how I feel about the Cardinals.
It's been that kind of year. I mean, you know, when you look at the ups and downs, every time you think you have them figured out, like, oh, man, they're done. Forget that. They go on a hot streak. And every time you think, ah, maybe they're going to be all right, they say, oh, wait a minute. Here comes a cold snap.
Watch this.
Yeah. So I don't know if they are going to be influenced by the outcome of the next 5 or 6 games.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not saying they will or won't be. I'm just saying I don't know. But it's going to be it's a harder sell. Like I didn't post this on Twitter, but I was thinking about it because on like Redbird Rush Hour, every day, Matt, Paulie, and I are getting messages that are completely contradictory, and some of them are like literally back-to-back to each other. One is like, it's ridiculous to sell your closer. You're 3.5 games out of a wild card spot. You play it out and see if you can pull off something and get in the playoffs. And other people are like, it would be irresponsible to not trade him. Who cares if you're 3.5 games out? You're not going anywhere anyway. Like, I can't even get any sense of unity from the fan base's vision of what they want.
Okay, this is interesting to me because, like with everything, the more I learn about baseball and the more I am tuned into the team and the players and the trades and all this kind of stuff, the more I realize I don't know anything. I mean, for real. It's like I can say names of players, and every now and then I'll say something that is cogent, but it's kind of luck. So when you're dealing with listeners and fans, do you feel like there's just a big information gap?
A lot of times. But it's because people have lives, right?
That's a good point.
I mean, like, they have jobs. They have real things going on. They aren't, like, a dork like me where I'm watching five baseball games every night. So I've seen that middle reliever five times in the last month that you whose name you don't know.
Yeah.
Because it's my job to do that. So think about what if you're a lawyer, what are you doing? If you're a doctor, what are you doing? If you have a job, you obviously spend most of your time doing that job and knowing things related to that job. It's my job to know more of this stuff. And the problem that we run into most times, there are like two categories with fans of all sports all across the country, not specific to Cardinals fans. One is that there's too much focus on the past. You remember how things used to be, but you forget that they're not that way anymore. And you want it to be that way because it's what you know, but it's not, and it makes them mad. And then they think you're an idiot because you don't think it should go back to the old way. And it doesn't matter whether you think it should or shouldn't. It won't. It is not going to go backward. It never does. And then there's another side that another kind of gap like you're talking about, where it's just that time gap that I'm talking about. You just don't pay attention because you don't have time to. You know, baseball fans, like football fans, know more about the league as a whole than baseball fans know about the league as a whole. And it's because in football, you only have one game to watch every week for your favorite team. And when they're not playing, you're watching Thursday night football and Monday night football and Sunday night football and probably the afternoon game before or after the time slot your team's playing in, right? And you're seeing a lot larger sample size of the league. And in baseball, your team plays every day. So you're going to watch your team every day. You're not watching as many of those other teams if you're a normal person with normal demands on your life. I'm not normal, so I watch more
than that. My guess would be that fantasy is much bigger in the NFL than it is with baseball, too.
It's big in both, but it's different. Like, there's a wider number of people that play fantasy football.
I mean, you got to be a real dork to play baseball, right?
I mean, it's hard, right? It depends on the league, the rules of your league. But, yeah, it's a lot harder because you have to pay attention every day to a degree, right? I'm in one league where you set your lineup every week. But you still got to pay attention every day to injuries and players that are called up from the minors and things like that. Otherwise, you fall behind other teams, other owners. And then there's the daily leagues where you got to do this stuff every day.
Yeah.
And most people don't have time for that, right? But in football, you set your team once a week. It's really pretty simple. Most everybody has free time on the weekend.
I still always forgot to set my team when I was playing fantasy.
I wasn't going to bring that up.
I'd be like, it's Thursday.
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. I missed the Thursday night game. I sat Patrick Mahomes, dang it.
Yeah, Nick invited me to be in a casual fantasy football league this winter.
Yeah.
It just depends
on how casual, right? Like, what's casual? Like, for free? Like, a $25
just
entry?
Buddies. Not like a serious...
But not like $200 entry.
Yeah,
right.
No. I ain't got that kind of money.
No.
Nick would have to pay that for me.
Yeah. It is... you definitely can see that if you're playing any form of fantasy sports, participation matters. The people that don't participate, that don't make moves, that don't change, you're never going to be good.
I think
you should
start a fantasy league with my old man baseball team.
Oh, boy. What kind of fantasy league?
You know, just like baseball fantasy.
Oh.
How many hits is John Hulett going to get?
Oh, you mean with those as the players. Gotcha. I thought you're putting more on people. Like, people will be like, I don't know if I have time for that.
What everything's about. You had to have a white hot spotlight. You had to be a big shot.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
at Lowe's. This Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In the glow of each other's majestic.
Welcome back, guys. GGS 122. Happy Friday. We have a listener who needs some help from us. I will paraphrase as I usually do. A mom writes in and says that she has a about to be a freshman in high school.
All right.
Who is not athletic and has not been particularly popular. And is going to go out for the football team, but I guess they're doing some sort of like, voluntary practices. Now you can get together.
Oh, yeah.
And not only is he miserable, but he's getting bullied and he wants to quit. But her husband's old school and saying, you don't quit something that you start and you're going to go through this football season. And it doesn't matter how you feel about it. You're going to be a better man for getting through it. And they're having the standoff. So now you might have a lot to say since you coach 14 and under.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very familiar with the age group, the dynamic, the way those kids are. I don't know. Here's the hard part. Number one, I don't know the kid's personality.
Right.
So that really is the number one thing when you're making those calls is knowing your kid. Some kids need that challenge. Some kids are not going to handle it well. And you need to know your kid. Whether that's the time commitment for like high end travel sports or dealing with the physicality of football or dealing with being the new kid that's never played football, but the kids that have played football are now mad. Well, not mad, they're treating him differently because they can tell.
Like me on my old man baseball team.
Yeah, sure.
Bob Ramsey's really bullying me.
So there is a difficult balance there, and I don't think there's an automatic answer. I had a friend, I didn't know the kid that well, but a kid in my homeroom in high school. Who wasn't athletic, but his dad like told him, you're wrestling. You have to do this. You need to get in better shape. You need some challenge. You need some activity outside of class and all of that. And he did it and he hated it. And it was terrible for him. He did not enjoy it. He ended up leaving the school after that year, after the freshman year, and didn't enjoy any of that experience whatsoever. And he was a kid that probably got picked on a little bit by some of the older guys, but not so much, at least in my experience, from the people that were also freshmen. At least not that I saw, but I didn't know the kid that well. I've seen it go bad, and I've seen it go where the kid actually starts to figure some things out. And then they start to feel better about themselves. Like, oh, man, I learned how to do that. Oh, man, I'm getting a little stronger now because we're doing things in the weight room. And, you know, there are guys that can be mean at first that end up softening up as you become more one of them.
Yeah.
So there's no easy answer there. But it's mostly about you have to recognize what's going on with your kid.
Rach, what do you think in general?
It's tough. I mean, I've quit quite a few things in my life. Like, even as an adult, I've started things and quit them early. And I wish I wouldn't have gotten into them in the first place. That's how I would put it. Like, I don't think you should be hanging around in a situation where you don't belong. But I also think a lesson needs to be learned as far as like, okay, well, we're not going to commit if we're not going to commit. Like, you can't say you want to do this and then back out. When you add in the bullying, that is a different situation. And, you know, from what Wheels just explained, there's different levels of that when it comes to a sports team. I think it all just comes down to, like, your child's over. I mean, are they going to be miserable every single day as you force them to go to this practice and they're not actually gaining anything from it? At that point, I think you cut your losses and move on. But if there is some hope to be had, I don't necessarily blame the dad for wanting to push him and wanting him to finish.
Well, and here's the problem. Who made the decision to do this again?
She didn't say. She didn't give me like a background.
Making someone finish something they didn't choose to start is not a lesson.
True. Right.
In my opinion.
True.
If the kid said, I want to do this, and you say, okay, let's do this, but if you're doing it, we're going to follow it through so you finish it. If it's that's one thing. If it's you're going to do this whether you like it or not, I'm not sure that has the same impact. Because what you think you're going to teach as a positive can end up being a very negative experience that puts you in a position where you don't recover from it amongst that group of people. You know what I mean? Like, you could end up getting a reputation.
I think it's important to remember that not everything in real life turns out like a movie.
Right.
Not everything is like small kid goes out for a football team, ends up being the place kicker and wins the state championship. Sometimes they're just tortured.
Yeah, I'm going to say most of the time they're just tortured. I mean, what situations actually work out to where it's like, and then he became the team captain? Like, no, that it really doesn't ever work out like that.
I'm somebody, like, I can speak from experience on this. We had to make my kid choose something in high school, outside of classwork, right? She had lots of friends, did really well in school, but wasn't real big on extracurriculars, and we made her pick something, but we didn't pick it for her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, picking the hardest sport in high school might not be the best idea for some kids.
And that's how she became the captain of the wrestling team.
Can we forget about the things I said when I was drunk?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Happy Friday. 133. Razor's Edge?
Sure. Let me see what I want to talk about here. Okay. I have a lot of things on the sheet. Okay. Have you guys seen that the latest thing that Elon is threatening to do? He wants to bring back Vine. I don't know if any of you guys ever used Vine about 12 years ago.
We had the little stars of Vine on the show, I think, before you were on the show.
That was before I was around.
Were you here for that?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Larry, Curly, and Moe or something
I was.
Like that.
I don't remember their names.
No, thank God.
But they were little boys.
Tiny little
they
boys.
They were all like 13 years old.
Yeah.
And they came in like a thunderstorm.
Yes.
And made a bunch of noise.
Yeah.
And we're not, they were a little obnoxious and maybe a little on the rude side. And then they stormed out like a gust of wind and we're gone.
Out of our lives forever.
Out of our lives forever, blessedly.
So for the people listening who have never heard of Vine, it was a social media platform where you could post videos up to 6 seconds long. And this produced a lot of like funny skits, just very quick little comedy skits. Created a lot of stars who then moved on to like TikTok and YouTube. But I would venture to say something like TikTok would not exist today if Vine hadn't existed first. Kind of Vine walked so these longer form platforms could run. Well, Elon Musk this week tweeted out and said he wants to bring back Vine. He says, we're bringing back Vine, but in AI form.
What
does that mean?
I don't know what that means. He has not clarified what that means. But look, my gut just says this is bad.
Yeah.
I think Vine was a very fun, cool thing that we got to have. It went away in, I think, 2016. And you know what? That's okay. We've
Sounds
evolved
right.
past it. We don't need to move back to the short form video. You can make that on TikTok if you would like to. But to bring back a whole platform that caps you at 6 seconds, I just don't think we need it. What we really, really don't need is to throw in the AI slop into the whole mix there. Nobody needs this. You want to watch 6 second videos, which is already, you know, going to do wonders for your attention span, and it's all going to be in AI form at that point? No. So I would like to formally start a petition to stop Elon from ruining Vine's memory the way he has ruined Twitter for me. Mm-hmm. I just leave
really
the
did,
things I like
he?
Alone. Just
he really
leave
did
them alone.
Ruin it.
He did. The other day was the 2 year anniversary of Twitter becoming X. I cannot express to you how different my user experience is now versus 5 years ago on Twitter. Twitter was always my favorite social media platform. It was a place for people to be funny, to be
creative. You used to be pretty active.
Oh, I was extremely active. Now I never post. I don't want to interact on that site. It's most of what I see is just super depressing. There's a lot of transphobia. There's a lot of racism. There's just a lot of like darkness and like evil stuff. I just don't want to add into that mix at all. There's still funny people on Twitter. I still appreciate when I get a tweet from a listener. It's nice. But the user experience is completely different than it was a few years ago. I just would like Elon to please stop, dude. Like,
he's so weird.
The chaos is the point, though.
I guess.
That's what he wants.
I don't know. I think he's
just kind
of a dork.
It's hard to argue that it's not intentional. I mean, when you think about what his goals were when he bought it, what did he end up choosing to do a year after he bought it? Year and a half after he bought it. He chose to spend a lot of time and money on the presidential election. And I don't believe that that was done secondhand. I think all of this was done as part of his idea to get what he wants, which is more influence and power and using chaos to get it. I mean, he was willing to lose money on Twitter buying it because, A, losing the money is just paper anyway. It's not real money. It's not like cash coming out of his wallet. And it doesn't impact him anyway because he's still the richest man in the world. But what did it get him? It got him access to the White House. Even for a short time, it got him access to the White House. It got him access to the inner workings of the government. I mean, what did Doge do? What did he get access to? How many documents, how many bits of information did he get access to? You think he would pay that money that he paid for Twitter to just to get that? I bet he would.
Like, everything you're saying, Elon Musk and Doge and all that, feels like 5 years ago.
I know it does.
Yeah, so long ago. So much has happened.
Yeah, it's been 6 months.
And it went away really quickly and quietly, didn't it?
Yeah.
Well, he also has the Tesla diner. Have you guys seen this?
No.
Yeah.
I'm sure Andrew's seen it on Twitter. So they've opened a Tesla diner in Hollywood. It just opened this week, and it's a retro futuristic diner where you can go. You're encouraged to drive your Tesla, but all cars are welcome. And it's a 50s style American diner with Tesla technology. It's on Santa Monica Boulevard. I don't know much about it other than one of the dishes you can order. It's called Epic Bacon, which is like a really dumb internet thing. And it's like, look, this is why I just don't necessarily buy into the like Elon Musk is a evil super genius. At the end of the day, I think Elon Musk is just kind of like a broken person who really wants people to be nice to him on the internet. Like, he needs the approval of internet nerds so badly that he does stuff like this to be like, wink, wink, remember that thing we used to talk about on the internet? And it's just, 100%. It's very lame. And, you know, he has all of his money. He can do what he wants with it. I just wish he would leave these nice things, like Vine, like leave Vine out of it. Just leave it in the past. We don't need to keep reviving this type of stuff. Just stop.
You know how
just
much
try being normal for a day.
You know how much the bacon costs for 4 strips of bacon?
$12.
Yeah.
It's $3 a strip.
That's $3 a strip. That's quite the bacon.
It is the Sunset Strip in L.A., though.
I could be wrong.
No, it's the bacon strip.
But if I had $10 million, which is a normal amount of money for someone could have. I have friends who have more than that. If I had $10 million, 30 years from now, you'd hear that I passed away, and that's the last thing you'd hear. Like, I would just quietly and respectfully back up into the bush like Homer Simpson.
That's because you're normal.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, to Rach's point, Elon's not normal. He has problems. He has holes in his soul, I guess. I don't know. He's got psychological damage from his childhood, and this is how he makes up for it. I think you're right, Rach. I think he tries to make friends, and he's trying to impress people, but he is also just only about himself. I mean, and clearly everything he does forwards some purpose for himself. Not, I mean, if I'm not mistaken, I may be wrong about it. Maybe it's changed in the last couple of weeks, but Tesla shareholders are pissed because their stock numbers keep going down because they keep having recalls. They keep having problems. They're not getting what they want out of their CEO because he's off doing what he wants for himself.
I'm sure he was doing stupid stuff before this, but my first inkling was when he was smoking pot with Joe Rogan.
Well, I think he got a lot of attention for doing that.
Yeah.
And he's like a child. He's like, oh, they liked that. I'm going to keep going down this path. Send me your dank memes. And it's like, it's just very, it's like, Elon, I look, as a fellow like socially awkward person, I see what you're doing. I empathize with it, but you must stop. Like, yeah. You could have such an amazing life if you just stopped doing that. Like, just quit.
But the only thing that does anything for him is the accumulation of power and attention. That's it. He cares nothing about anything else. You think he sees all those kids that he has? You think he has an active role in raising his children across the board? How many kids does he even have now?
A lot.
Does at he spend 13. Time with them? I mean, apparently he spends time with one at least a little bit, right? Because he brought him to the White House. But, like, are you, you can't possibly be doing all the things he's doing and doing what a normal dad would do raising kids. I think most of us, as normal human beings, would not sacrifice raising our children for our job.
I think, you know how I'm so into simulation theory, and there's a TikTok account called Drealmity or something like that. And it's basically like you see first person through AI aliens going to a carnival and doing the human experience thing, you know, with the basic simulation theory. If that's true, wouldn't it be interesting if every one of us had to be the richest person in the world during one lifetime? Because it would really reveal a lot, you know. Make someone a pauper and make someone super mega rich and see how they respond, and you get a pretty good view of their character.
Would you guys like to pivot to something completely different?
Yes, please.
Okay,
I want to punch Elon twice more. No, okay, go ahead.
Okay, I have a list here of some vintage desserts from the 1940s.
Is Cherry's Jubilee on there?
I'm not sure, Dave. I haven't looked at the whole list. Let me see. Cherry's Jubilee.
I always wanted that.
I'm not seeing it. It does sound wonderful, doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
It's a Jubilee.
Yeah, it sounds like a party.
Or cherries.
Okay, so the first one is snow pudding. So this is a bit like lemon meringue pie minus the crust. And it's made by dissolving gelatin in water, then whipping egg whites and folding them into a cool gelatin mixture until it resembles soft, snowy clouds. You then add lemon juice and lemon zest.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
I'm a lemon guy. I like lemon desserts.
Dave, for some reason I could see you liking this one. Please don't get offended. But,
oh boy.
But prune whip. Do you like prunes?
I like to poop.
Well, this might be the dessert for you. Prunes are stewed until soft and folded into stiffly beaten. There's those egg whites again, along with a touch of sugar and lemon juice. The mixture can be baked until puffed and lightly golden, creating a souffle-like texture.
I'll try that.
Yeah, it sounds kind of good.
Batting 1,000 so far.
Why do they like gross, fluffy things?
What's wrong with egg whites?
No, it's just like, but like, why is everything meringue? Why do we gotta have big, fluffy, cloudy nonsense? It's nonsense.
Steamed orange pudding.
Yum. Pudding again? What's with the texture? Can we just not have a cake?
It kind of looks like a stiffy top.
Go on.
The word I meant to say was sticky.
I'm in.
This is the best dessert yet.
Whip those eggs.
It looks like a sticky toffee pudding, but oranges or something. Let's move on.
I kind of want to hear more about that one.
No, yeah, I'm good. No,
I'm intrigued.
It's all like puddings and meringues. Let's
go. The best one yet.
It's like all grandma desserts.
Rum balls is the next one.
Rum balls! All right.
We can kind of just imagine what those are like, I guess. And we'll finish off here with some wacky cake.
Oh, good. Cake. Finally, something decent and normal.
Wacky cake is made by whisking together flour, sugar, cocoa powder, baking soda, and salt, then adding vinegar. What? Vegetable oil, water, and vanilla. The vinegar and baking soda react to create lift, making the cake surprisingly fluffy despite the lack of eggs. So no egg whites here, people.
I mean, they're apologizing.
Did they not make damn cookies in the 40s?
I don't know. I think they were coming out of the Depression and they were like, what kind of weird desserts can
we
come up with?
What kind of whippity-doo can we throw together?
They're like, look, this doesn't have egg whites, but don't freak out.
It's got vinegar.
It's got vinegar in it.
Did they not figure out how to put, like, fruit in crust?
Now, do you want the rum balls or the stiffy pudding?
Just not back to back.
No. Don't want to get all dirty.
All right, let's go to break.
Let's do.
I can talk for you. Do whatever what you want to do. Coming over you.
DJs 150. Happy Friday. You see there's a new Bambi?
No.
It's called like Bambi, I'm going to kill you, MF, or something like that.
Oh, man.
The horror movie. Oh, is it scary Bambi?
Yeah.
Don't do that.
I mean, the real one's kind of scary in the beginning, right? Like, hey, everybody we know dies.
Bambi, revenge.
I remember the first time I saw that, I was like, why are you having me watch this movie?
What am I learning?
Yeah.
Why did you make this?
That's like every old Disney movie. Like, oh, all the parents are dead.
Yeah, every one. I remember, was it Tarzan, where the very first scene are the parents like just dying in a ship? And
yeah, I remember.
They're
yeah.
just like, hey, we just got to get this out of the way. Parents are dead, okay?
Yeah.
That's like, all
look, we're not going to make it a whole
got
thing.
No parents.
We got a whole bunch of movie to get to, but like parents dead,
parents
whatever.
Dead.
And then, you're right. And they just move on and the kid's like fine, right? The kid's like, oh, look, there are animals around me. Yay. Yeah.
I'll live with the monkey.
Well, he's fine. Got, he's got new monkey friends. He's fine.
So you know,
they're
weird.
Swinging from the treetops.
But then the very first people he met were British, but he didn't develop an accent.
Well, because he already had an ape accent.
Apes have accents?
The Tarzan accent, I guess.
He knew that's what I don't know. America.
How old was Tarzan when he was lost to the jungle?
I know the answer to this, and it's surprising. 43.
Oh. Yeah, so his accent was already like stuck in place.
He was 43.
He was 43, and then they were like, you're our child now, and he's like, sounds great.
He was in insurance. Died.
This is actually just what I've been wanting. I've been wanting to go back to being a kid.
Now I hate Tarzan even more. He was 1 year old.
Oh, he'd survive.
How did he ever learn to talk?
Yeah.
Or did he not talk before he got found by the civilized people?
I don't know. I don't think he talked.
Did he just go,
Now I hate Tarzan even more.
I know.
Yeah, there's the quote of the day.
I don't really know the plot of Tarzan that well.
To be honest, I haven't seen any of those movies in a long time.
When he bumps into Jane.
Mm-hmm.
He's a grown man.
Yeah, and she's by herself?
She's with her dad, who is a professor.
But like lost in the jungle or something?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
And they were flying over the jungle.
Flying over the jungle. No, they came by ship.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And they were exploring, and then they find a human, and they teach him to grunt and talk. Me, Tarzan, you, Jane. He picked it up pretty quick.
Yeah, especially
But again, they're British, and he didn't be like, you know, all British.
Yeah, good point.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
a lot of holes in this plot.
He wasn't like, good day, chap.
Mm-hmm.
Well, his ape mom was like, those British, they're weird.
Well, I mean, it is a little weird that of all the guys Jane could be pursuing in her life, she's like,
let's get this wild ape man.
This guy is emotionally like 4 years old. He doesn't know any other he knows nothing about human behavior or how humans are supposed to act. And she's like, but he's got a six pack.
Yeah, but yeah, listen, I was just going to say he was ripped.
He's hot and he's coachable.
Yeah, she can tell him anything.
Yes.
He doesn't know anything else. Make him what you want.
He is whatever man you want him to be within 6 weeks.
Show him a dog, go like, this is called a donkey.
He's just hot clay.
Just have fun.
He doesn't even know how to talk yet.
Right, you could teach him to like just to say all nice things to you.
Yeah.
How similar is the film Nell to the plot of Tarzan?
Never saw that one.
Is she romantically involved with the male lead in that film?
I think so.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah, I think so.
Was that a true story?
I don't know.
I think it's a documentary.
What was Nell's deal?
That's how they discovered Jodie Foster.
She was raised in the woods.
Raised in the woods, right? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Those two little squirrels from the Chippendales or whatever.
I think Rachel might be thinking of George of the Jungle. That's the very similar Tarzan movie.
Yeah, yeah, but that was a ripoff of Tarzan, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who does that? Oh, it has...
Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, love him.
And then you had Ron Ely... The original television Tarzan, the one with the man boobs, because every leading man in the 50s had man boobs.
Nobody lifted a weight.
And he spoke the king's English.
Right. So, he was like, oh, hello.
Yeah. I think maybe he really did go when he was like 43. Yeah. So.
Well, you know, maybe when we're not looking, all those gorillas do speak the queen's English.
Could be. That'd be cool.
They're like, look at this chap.
Be quite a discovery.
He's quite cheeky.
What was the Wild Thornberries? Is that your era?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, Donnie. Watch that.
I watched a lot of that.
Yeah. That was Donnie.
Tons of that.
The little feral kid who they didn't really seem like they were trying to socialize him.
Yeah.
Even though they like took him and drove him around on adventures.
Right.
Didn't teach him any English.
Just sort of captured him.
I do remember that one being somewhat tolerable as a parent. Like, it wasn't the worst.
What was the worst?
Oh, probably the stupid Teletubbies.
You watched Teletubbies?
Well, I didn't.
Well, there's a big difference between Wild Thornberries is like an actual show. Teletubbies is like baby entertainment.
You just asked what was annoying. It was that. That was one of them.
What were you going to say, Rich?
Oh, I was just going to say, Wheels is actually like, his daughter is the perfect age for when Teletubbies came out.
Yeah, she was a baby when it came out. And I was like, oh, God.
I guess I love Nick less than you love your daughter, because the first time I watched Teletubbies, I'm like, well, that's not happening.
I mean, I turned it off every time like, I got the chance.
We don't have it on our TV, Nick. I'm sorry.
No Teletubbies. We can watch Rugrats.
I ended up watching a lot of Teletubbies just because it was on, and they would do this infuriating thing where they would show like a short film. And then it would end, and the Teletubbies would be like, again, and then he had to watch the whole dang thing again.
Oh, but that's what babies like, man. They like the same repetition. They want to see the same thing.
Can we rewind this to Rachel being like 20 years old and just watching Teletubbies because it was on?
I was like 8, which is still too old, but like it was on PBS. That was the only channel I was really allowed to watch.
Wasn't there like a baby god in the sky?
Yeah.
There was a baby
in the sun.
Yeah, the baby face sun.
Yeah.
He sucked.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.